This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. If you're joining us for the first time, wow, there is no way you're going to latch on to what's going on here. Nope, you might as well turn to page 793 of 50 Shades Freed and say, what's a harness? But you're welcome to try. If you're like me, you need a pristine environment for your entertainment. So go ahead and lower the lights, place a soft cushion on the floor, have a glass of cool water within arm's reach, lock the doors, put all devices on vibrate, place all furniture in a climate-controlled storage facility, have the mail forwarded, end all social and romantic relationships where you're really only interested in some version of them that hasn't existed for years, activate the enormous magnets under your bunker to confuse GPS satellites, burn your passport and consume the ashes, send your memoir to the publishers, strip nude, minus that talisman the librarian said was the one thing standing between you and the forest spirit you betrayed, sit back. Did I mention a glass of water? I did? Great. And enjoy the show.
Hello from Castle Skullmaster. Weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. A bit over 5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. Things have taken some turns. And we're currently trapped in Castle Skullmaster. And this is an odd little detail. But last week, we've been searching for an artifact for a long time, and we found it. Sean, would you mind bringing the artifact over here?
Oh, yeah, baby Arnie. It's so cute. I gotta say, Arnie, there's something really creepy about this. I don't know if you've noticed this, but wherever I go in the castle, the eyes of this portrait don't follow me. I mean, isn't that terrible? I'm ooged.
I'm a little confused. I still don't understand why there is a painting of my middle school photo here in the magical land of Foon.
Wait, I thought you said on Earth that photos were like paintings.
Photos are like paintings, but this is okay. The thing. This is clearly, it's almost like someone took a photo of me, like they pulled it out of my grandmother's wallet, and then they painted a facsimile of that photo. They even, if you look down in the corner of this painting, it says Olin Mills. Someone painted the word Olin Mills on the corner of this painting of me.
What is Olin Mills?
I think it's the photo studio from the Midwest, or just in general? I don't know. It's just, It was on every school picture I saw when I was a kid.
I don't know if this is helpful, but there is a guy in Foon named Old Man Mills. old man. Runs a windmill, yeah. And we always say he's full of wind because he just lies all the time. He's a burl bag of shit.
Oh, so it's not windy because of the wind. That's a common misconception in Finn.
Well, it's kind of both because he also can control the wind, but he just chooses not to a lot of the times.
Oh, that old hog butcher. I'm just assuming that one of his nicknames is also Hog Butcher.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So Olin Mills is a famous photographer, and then you said on Earth there's a famous painter who also did the theme song for Friends?
Mm-hmm. Remind me who I said that was?
I think you said it was the Rembrandt.
No, I'm sorry. I was talking about the toothpaste. I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stangjes, and I am known in the Northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, and there may be other secret names. Names so terrifying and powerful that if e'er they were uttered aloud, most assuredly, all of your teeth would turn into gremlins, climb up into your gums.
Oh, teeth in the gums. Yikes. Hate to think about that.
So what happens if I eat after midnight?
What?
You're not supposed
maybe
to get...
Maybe I already had
gassy,
eaten.
Have trouble sleeping? Yeah. I don't know.
Either way, it's bad.
Arnie, there's three rules for your teeth. Never get mm-hmm. them wet.
Yeah. Check.
Else? Never put them... Never expose them to sunlight.
Check.
And, boy, I can't remember that third one. I think we have... Ooh.
Never hop genres for a sequel.
That's what it was.
There used to be a rule that you were not supposed to feed them after midnight, mm-hmm. but then we realized because of all the different time zones, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, it's yeah. true.
Isn't any hour after midnight when yeah, you think
where are
about
you?
It?
Do teeth know what time zones are? What is that?
Oh,
all
oh,
right, sort, Grandpa.
Hold on, you sort of just took out a little notepad that says Type 5 on it. Keep going. What else you got?
Are you working on...
It says Minnow Minucci's Type 5.
I've been getting all these ravens lately. Everybody getting these ravens? Just raven after raven after raven. They're stacking up, and I'm going through back through all my ravens, and I'm like, why is everybody trying to get a hold of me?
Arnie.
Yeah?
This is a loose three at best.
I know. That's so raven. You can use that if you want.
Anyone have a cart? Anyone out here have a cart?
No.
Oh. Well, never mind.
Oh, sorry.
I'll skip that part.
Usidore, we need to talk about the artifact. Why is there a painting of me in Foon?
I have been studying this painting all week, using my great magical powers to peer beyond the veil, and I have no idea.
I guess that's enough for this week.
Yeah, that's probably good.
Wait, do you guys hear? There's some yelling over in the next room.
Stretch your face out. Put your face off your skull. Touch my chin.
Whoa, is that sex?
John, do you think that could be... Do you know that... Does that sound familiar to you?
Not particularly. It just sounds... It sounds like two big men fighting.
Everyone, follow me! We must go find them!
Yeah, we gotta see a fight.
1, 2, 3, okay. 4, 5.
Okay,
six,
I'm
six,
running outside eight, this door while you're going in that one. That's confusing. All right. There's the Globetrotters, and wow, okay. And oh, we found the room. Whoa, look at these two big dudes.
Oi, I'll kill you. Not before I kill you. I'll kill you first, you bloody heap of nothing.
No, I already said I was gonna kill you first.
Well,
so
I
kill you first, then you won't have a chance to kill me.
You just can't kill me if I rip your heart out first.
Well, I've got armor that says that lets you not rip hearts out, so it's invincible to heart ripping out.
I'll strangle you good.
That's
you
a know, nice set of armor.
I've got chain neck armor that is strangle proof, so you can't strangle me.
His armor is so thick around his neck.
Arnie, get in between them. Get in between them. Break it up.
I'm not going to get in between them. They're huge.
Pardon me, friends, but I am the great wizard Usidore, and I am here to referee thine very fight, if thou wouldst have me.
Yeah, fair fight. That sounds good to me. Take off all that magical cloaks and so on you got there. The mind.
All right. Get down to my skivvies here.
Wait, I didn't mean you, wizard man.
He's talking to me.
There wasn't much under his cloak.
I know.
I travel light.
Very little of the imagination. Look, Big Cat, you were my brother. But yes, if we're gonna settle this, let's settle this as we came into the world.
Fighting!
Wow,
fighting.
We came out our mama's wombs, fists thrown at each other, little babies.
Quickly, before you fight, we are recording a magical audio oddity that goes out into the universe and is heard by others. Please share your story with us before you fight one another to the death. Arnie, this is the Mound and the Big Cat. Go, do your thing where you interview them, ask them the questions.
Hi, I'm from another world. Would you mind if I ask you a couple of questions about this big fight you're about to have?
Sure, I never really done one of these things before, but...
I guess so. Here's a couple scrolls. They're just release forms. If you could just sign your names here at the bottom.
I only know how to do X.
That works. That works. Okay.
I've never written anything in my life, so this is my first time holding anything. A writing utensil is what I call it.
You big cat, you just draw two lines that X each across each other. That's all you have to do. I'll do it for you.
You know, I'll do it. You know what?
I'll do it for you.
I want these two X's to be over your eyes.
Damn, shots fired.
You know what I mean, when you're dead and the X's go over your eyes.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I got what you were saying. It was clever.
So we just talk about our lives on here? Is that?
Yeah, I mean, it could be great prep for your fight. Did I hear correctly? Are you two brothers?
Yeah, we're brothers.
Came out the womb fighting each other. We've been fighting our whole lives.
And I came out first, I tell ya.
You was cheap. You kicked me in my little sensitives back when I was a baby. And you leaped out first.
Hey, to the victor go the spoils. I'm the older brother. You'll always be number two.
Me sensitives never developed right because of that, you know.
Guys, please, can we agree on something? At the very least, that you two probably ruined your mom's vagina.
Oh, she died.
Yeah, she died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, you're both very large. I'm very sorry about your mother. But you're huge.
Well, we probably would have survived if it was just me instead of Big Cat taking up so much space.
How dare you say that? I'll wring your throat.
I'll wring your throat.
Name, you're the Mound and Big Cat. Are those birth names?
Here's the thing. They're self-given names.
Yeah, we gave ourselves our own nicknames.
Yeah, me, I'm Big Cat, because I clean myself with me liquor.
When
me
you
tongue,
say,
you see.
So you don't like pour alcohol all over yourself.
He never learned to read and write, so obviously doesn't know the word tongue.
Yeah, liquor.
Yes, liquor. And me, I'm the Mound. You can just kind of tell from my body shape. I'm thickest at the where my feet meet the ground, and then just sort of slope upward,
like a big mound.
I'm a big mound of flesh.
And you have a little pitcher resting on your belly.
Yeah.
Let me grab some of that. Want some water? Thank you so much. Glug, 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 glug.
You're welcome. It's for everyone.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well, help yourself.
And I have to say, are you wearing some sort of magical belt that keeps that pitcher from falling?
Yeah, it's a magical belt. It keeps the pitcher up, and it also makes me immune to waste strikes. So no waste strikes, Big Cat.
I can't hit you anyway. It's bloody ridiculous.
Well, I came prepared for battle. You should have done the same.
Now, why would two such massive brothers as yourselves churn your great power toward one another in such animosity when together, as a force for good, you could join mine quest and defeat all of evil? Join me now, and we shall strike down the Dark Lord.
No thanks. We want to fight each other.
All right. Yeah. Okay, well, it's fine.
Had to ask.
I got nothing against the Dark Lord. I mean, but I got a lot against Big Cat.
Such as?
Yeah, what are some of your grievances?
His grievance is that I weigh less than he does.
Well, and also, one of you killed the mom, right?
Yeah, the dad...
he killed the mom.
Yeah, I did not kill the mom. Dad accused me of that when I came out, and you know what? I fought him right there and then, that very day.
What happened? Is he still with us?
Big Cat won.
So you only fight to the death?
He took our old man out, first day of my existence, in this plane. I never met him. I never met either of our parents, and it's because of him. Wow. But that's not the reason I'm mad. The reason I'm mad is because I insist that he weighs more than me.
I don't weigh more than you.
Yes, you do.
There's not a chance. You're a big mound. I'm nimble like a cat.
Well, you're using my body type against me, but you are just as massive, just in different... But you just carry your weight different places.
We could just get you on a scale and figure this out. Do you just want to weigh yourselves?
That's witchcraft talk to us.
We don't believe
scales.
In scales.
Well, you're wearing like 20 magical items.
Well, but that's...
They said they don't believe in witchcraft. That doesn't mean they don't necessarily believe in magic. They specifically just have something against witches, which is... I don't know what that's all about.
Enchantments are fine if it's from a conjurer or something.
Or a mage.
Or a mage, yeah, sure.
A wizard, such as myself.
A wizard, there you go.
How can you even really weigh muscle and know what's muscle and fat? You know what I mean? That's another issue I have with just a scale number, you know?
Yeah, I would get that would be the only reason I'd weigh more than you is because muscle weighs more than fat.
No, that's the reason I'd weigh more than you.
No, I'm pretty well. I got pretty developed calves.
I have an idea. Watch this. Which weighs more, a pound of rocks or a pound of feathers?
Pound of rocks, obviously.
Yeah, rocks. Yeah. Oh, they're harder.
Oh, that's smart.
Let's see what's happening here.
Usador, I have no idea what that was supposed to prove.
I just wanted to make sure I understood where they were coming from. Does that make sense?
Usador, one of these days I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of you.
What? Me?
Usador, I'm going to beat the shit out of you one of these days.
Ah, there you go. That's how you squash a beef. That's how you settle a dispute. You fight each other to the death.
I like you, Arnie. You're a good bloke.
Oh, thank you. I like you, big cat.
Oh, I guess we should introduce ourselves. That's Arnie, as you mentioned. My name is Chunt. I'm a shapeshifter who's mostly a badger, and that's, as you know, Usador the Wizard.
Usador, you mentioned a bag of feathers. Do you have any? It's one of my favorite snacks.
I think he means a chicken. He doesn't know the word for chicken, so he calls them a bag of feathers.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He says things like, I'm going to have a delicious bag of feathers with my liquor.
Do you want a fried bag of feathers or a roasted bag of feathers?
Here, I'll just reach into my hat and I'll pull out a bag of feathers for you. There you are.
Perfect. Thank you. I like grilled bag of feathers. I'm trying to watch me figures.
Oh, that's a live bag of feathers. I can prep it for you if you prefer.
No, no worries. I'll eat it as is.
Okay, all right.
Be careful.
When he said he's got to watch his figures, he said with an S at the end, he was waving his fingers in front of his face like... Does he think his fingers are called figures?
Perhaps that's how he does his counting. Figures? I don't know.
I bet he calls eggs round boys.
You got any round boys?
Motherfuck.
How did you know that?
Why is he pointing at my crotch?
Well, give me those round boys, Arnie.
No,
Arnie, hold on. Earlier, he called that area his sensitive bits. Right? Because his brother kicked him in the sensitive bits when they were still in the womb, or when they're coming out. So I think he thinks you have eggs in your pockets, because you do have pronounced testicles.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
It's these pants.
Can I explain myself for a moment here?
Yeah.
Of course.
Please.
Here we go.
It's because of my brother, the Mound.
Mm-hmm.
He stunted the growth of my sensitives. So now I got a lot of extra space here in my front area, and that's where I carry me round boys, if that makes sense.
Arnie, in Foon, it's not uncommon sometimes for young gentlemen to be kicked in the nuts. It stunts their growth, and then they join what's called the old limp dicks. That means that they're a little more nimble, a little more agile, and they don't typically grow up as fully as other people, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
In us, with us, through us, the limp dicks. Yeah.
A big cat, I have to ask. Round has a magical scarf, a magical belt, the chainmail that protects him. So you clearly, every blow you land on him is not really causing any effect or hindrance. What are you wearing that's causing all of his blows to not affect you?
I just got a sack on, as you can see.
Huh. So you're just taking it?
I'm just taking it, because me brother's a coward.
Say that again. I'm no coward.
You're a coward.
Say I'm a coward one more time. Say it one more time.
You're a coward.
I dare you. Call me a coward again.
I think you're a coward.
You don't have the stones to call me a coward one more time, do you?
Yeah, you're right. I don't.
That's not fair, because he knows you don't have the stones.
Wow, Big Cat, your brother really played bag of feathers with you, and you lost.
He certainly did.
Yeah, if I outweigh you in any capacity, it's between my ears. It's my brain, because I got a big one, and you got an empty skull.
That's not true. You got one of those mirrors that can see into your head.
This is what I'm talking about.
Oh, how it saddens me to see two such powerful brothers at one another's necks. Perhaps there's a way to broker a peace betwixt them. Hear me, Bound. Hear me, Big Cat. I wish to parley with thee and create here some peace where before there was naught but animosity.
What you getting at,
I want you two to make up. Can you make up? Be friends?
We're not going to do it. We're brothers. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not going to do
make
it.
Make in front of everybody?
Yeah, no, not make out with each other? Not make out.
Well, let's see where this goes.
I'm hoping that we can bury the hatchet and put all of this behind us.
Fine, you know, I'll stroke it a couple times, but I'm not going to do too much more than that.
I'm not touching his round boys.
If you don't touch me round boys, it's no deal.
Hold on. Arnie, so I'm confused. So Big Cat has nuts and Mounds don't?
I know. I was thinking it should be the opposite way around.
Or Mounds has nuts and I can't remember. Sorry, which one of you, raise your hand or raise your fist, sorry, or your figures if you have balls or sensitive bits.
I'm raising my fist right now.
Okay.
That applies to me.
Fist raised. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay,
oh, wait, so should I be raising my fist?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Arnie,
it's just the honor system. Honor system. We'll all raise our hand, okay? So it's Mound. Mound has nuts. Okay, good. Is there something we can... Can we first sit down? That might diffuse the situation?
I mean, because of my body type, I'm kind of always sitting. So I'll just stay as is.
Why don't we pull this table over closer to you, though, where you're
sitting?
Okay,
yeah.
We can go into my room if we want to, you know.
Oh.
Right, you have your own room here at the castle?
Mm-hmm. The champagne room.
Ooh. Yes, please.
It's right over this way. Come on.
Come along, everyone, to the champagne room.
All right. I'm so excited. I've never been in a champagne room. What kind of things can we expect when we go into your champagne room?
Oh, you'll be certainly surprised.
Arnie, they always say in Foon, champagne for my real friends and real pain for my sham friends. Just a little saying we have. Okay. Ooh, this is a little bit nicer than the room we were in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Go through these beads here?
Yeah, I put those up myself.
You can tell.
That's nice.
Okay. Wow.
You guys can sit in these chairs. Mound and I will sit here on the bed.
You guys, there's a 2-mead minimum. Do you guys want mead, or I can get you like a non-alcoholic mead if you're not a drinker?
Oh, mead for me is perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I'll do a mead.
Do you have any red potion?
We have like a pink potion.
So it's like diet red potion.
Yeah, it's close.
Okay.
If you really want potion, I can get it for you.
Okay.
Hey, Mound. I'll have a Mead Kilo Ultra.
I always wondered who ordered that. But I guess it's you.
I'm trying to watch my figgy, you know?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So
I'm not filling your order.
What?
You get your own mead. Mead Kilo Ultra.
This is rubbish. It's rubbish.
I'm not here to serve you. I'm here to sever you. I'm going to cut you until I kill you.
It's weird that they're now starting to fight on the bed. Like, did they bring us in here so that they could sit on the bed and then start fighting on the bed?
I'll go get the drinks. Why don't I just go over there to the crone behind the bar here in the champagne room, and I'll ask the old crone to get us what we need.
It's also fucking wild that they're both laying on the bed wrestling and standing up somehow at the same time. What is their body type? What would you call that, Arnie? Complex? I think this is complex. Full's good.
Hey, you know what? You may have all those protective layers on, but there's one thing that you can't protect yourself from. Tickles. I'm tickling you, Mound. How does that feel?
No, don't even try, because I've got tickle-proof gauntlets and a tickle-proof a breastplate and a tickle-proof helmet. You can't tickle me.
No, you don't.
Out of everything.
You certainly can't tickle my feet. I've got these tickle-proof boots. You can never tickle my feet. Please don't tickle my... Don't even waste your time.
Why is he waving his feet in front of him?
I got your feet in my hands now.
But I'm tickle-proof. Stop! Stop! Stop!
His laughing is shaking the whole room.
Stop! Stop!
They're so powerful and huge. Oh, we must find a way to bring them together in brotherly love. Amid Kalob Light. That's what we need, right? I'll be right back.
I have a pink potion, but that, yeah, I'll have whatever.
Okay, so it seems like they're getting along. I mean, laughter is the first step to healing. And Big Cat, you just made Mom laugh.
Yeah, but I'll tell you where the fight really stemmed from.
Oh, yeah. Please.
He ate me biscuit.
Okay, so Arnie, you sir, come back over here. What could this possibly mean? So he calls fingers figures. He calls a chicken a bag of feathers. Mm-hmm. Calls his genitals his sensitive area, which is pretty on the nose. What could eating a biscuit possibly be? Was it literally a biscuit?
What?
Okay. No, I shot.
He might not know the word literally, which I think is a safe bet.
Oh, in some parts of Foon, a biscuit is a cookie.
Ooh.
What we know is a cookie. You know, like in Hog's Face, we call it a cookie. But other places, it's a biscuit.
And in other places, a biscuit is also a Triscuit. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pot, shimmy, shimmy, wah.
Ooh, Jalita walking down the street 10 times a week. I'm ready. I said it.
The boys are in the bathroom zipping up their flies. Okay. Big Cat.
Yeah.
Biscuit, it be cookie?
Yeah, biscuit, it be cookie.
Okay, great. I think I speak his language now.
He just repeated what you said. let me try this. Big Cat.
Yeah.
Biscuit, it be up in the face with the time?
Yeah, biscuit, it be up in the face with the time.
See?
It's like yelling into a canyon.
Yeah, but also, I'm not sure why I said it like that. Now I'm worried about me.
Look, I'll explain. You ate me biscuit. I ate me biscuit, me being his. I ate his biscuit.
What possessed you to do such a thing?
Biscuit, you see, was the name...
Oh, no. Don't say a pet.
Of our pet.
Oh, fuck.
You ate me biscuit.
I ate his biscuit.
Oh. Now, Chunt, to be fair, I believe their pet might not have been an animal. I think it's entirely possible.
Their pet could be anything.
It could have been a rock.
Yeah.
Biscuit was... She was meowing the whole way down.
Oh. Ooh. That's pretty hard to... I think that's a deadlock on
that's
that.
That's a cat. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a cat.
She was a very cute, but very, very irritating, furry bag of feathers.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm not sold on cat. Huh.
I loved me furry bag of feathers, and you swallowed her whole.
It's like they have some sort of, like, twin speak, right? They came out at the same time, so they are technically twins. And I know sometimes twins can have this secret language, so maybe that's what we're witnessing.
My question is, if furry bag of feathers is their word for cat, why is his name Big Cat? What is that what is that supposed to mean?
What's this rubbish this fleshy bag of feathers is saying over here?
Yeah! And you know what? We are twins. Sometimes we can even finish each other's.
Where are you going with this, Big Cat?
He did... In his defense, he said sometimes.
Sometimes me and the mound can finish each other's...
Uh-huh.
They're just staring at each other.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. Just not registering at all.
Well, but he's right. Sometimes Big Cat and I can finish each other's
biscuits.
Arnie Usador, I have a theory.
Yeah.
Now we know that when the mound was saying he has a protective helmet and boots and pants, etc., that prevent him from being tickled, we know that he was lying, right? Because Big Cat tickled him and he laughed and was tickled. So I think all his other enchantments are a lie as well. So what I think's been going on is these two have been beating the absolute living shit out of each other, and they're suffering the consequences.
Oh, that's better than my theory, where they're triplets, and just somewhere else there's someone that periodically is saying sentences.
Arnie, that's the funniest thing you've said on this show before.
Well, this is not a comedy show. This is a serious documentary.
Fair.
There was a third one of us, actually.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
His name... was Biscuit.
That fleshy bag of feathers. I miss her so much.
Oh, please say you ate him in the womb.
We ate him in the womb.
You ate him in the womb. That's what
we're
fighting
about.
You ate him
in the womb. We ate him together. Don't blame me.
But please don't say it was years after you three were born. Okay. Okay.
It was years later.
Chunt, stop telling them things not to say.
Yeah, Chunt, I think you're walking them right up to that.
Well, you can lead a big cat to his mother's womb, but I don't want to finish this.
You could? Please bring me back to her. I miss her so.
I want to go back, too. Please put me back. That was when we were happy. That was when we weren't fighting. That's when there were no biscuits for us to consume and be jealous about.
Yeah.
Can I ask you two, your first memory, or the first time you fought, you said, was coming out of your mother's womb. You were already kicking and screaming and punching each other. Do you have a memory of being in the womb pre-fight? Do you have any peaceful memories of each other? You do.
Yeah.
I remember being in the room, and I remember I saw a gooey fist come right at me head. I got punched right in the head. Luckily, all the goo in there slowed it down, barely hurt. And then I also remember eating Biscuit in the womb.
Wait, you also ate Biscuit?
I had a bite or two, but he's the one who started it.
Yeah, they clearly both ate Biscuit. This is all very troubling. I don't know if I'm going to be able to step in here and act as a family counselor and resolve these issues today. But I do offer my services to both of thee, for I think you are quite impressive gentlemen, and I wish to improve your lives, for that is the job of a wizard, to go around spreading goodness and love wherever he can. And if I can help two powerful beings such as thee, then perhaps you too then will spread good in the world. What do you think about that?
Wow. Well, Usador, do you have skills of necromancy? Could you bring Biscuit back?
Yes, please bring Biscuit
please
back.
Please bring Biscuit back.
Well, I don't really like to dabble in necromancy. It's sort of a dark art, and I have a particular rival who sort of specializes in this, who I'm not fond of, although I respect him.
You gotta be careful, Usador. On my world, bag of feathers and a biscuit is one of the worst snacks.
Well, luckily we're here at Castle Skullmaster, and since I'm not a necromancer by trade, and they said that a biscuit was his pet, I noticed that there's a pet cemetery right outside the castle walls. We can just bury a bit of biscuit in there, and biscuit will come back.
That's pretty good.
Wow, yeah. We could try it.
Could you put us both back in a womb?
Yeah, I think
please
I can do that.
No, please say no. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
That's where life began for us.
Yeah.
Me and Mound believe life begins in the womb.
This is a thing. This is one thing we see eye to eye on. Once you're in the womb, you're alive.
Usador, new plan. I think we should push these two further towards killing each other.
All right. Okay. I can do that.
Yeah, I'm going to push them a little bit further to the left here. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll see if we can try and get you two to go back into the womb, I guess.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Boy, this pet cemetery behind Castle Skullmaster sure is spooky.
Spooky. Very spooky. Ooh.
I hate it here.
It's scary.
The mound knows I'm afraid of geese.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't want to bring it up, but your face is covered in beak bites. As a kid, did he throw you into a pile of geese?
He did. The mound did. He put crawlers all over my face, and he threw me into a goose pile.
Wow. And when you say crawlers, you mean, or did you say crawlers?
Chunt,
crawlers, the donut. You did not hear me.
Chunt, can you keep Big Cat in the mound occupied for a moment?
Yeah, of course.
Honey, can I talk to you over here?
Sure, Usador. What's up?
Hey guys, check out this sexy dance.
Hey, that's really sexy. Wow, he wasn't kidding.
Usador, I want to apologize for coming at you so hard before. I know I said I was gonna fucking beat you up someday, and. You know, I think I might someday actually do that.
That chance, I'd like to see you try it, but I'd beat shit out of you, so it's not a big deal.
I mean, like, I'm tired of your bullshit.
All right, well, go eat a bag of shit, but I'd pound and trounce you.
Fuck you in the face, and fucking wizard.
Punch you right in the liver until you keep bleed out of your mouth.
Let's go on that bed and fight each other if you want.
Tips are not expected, but they are appreciated. Thank you, boys.
But what I brought you over here for was remember they said... that they ate Biscuit, and that we thought Biscuit was a cookie, then turned out Biscuit was a pet, then turned out Biscuit was their other sibling.
Yeah.
I said, well, I can bury Biscuit in the pet cemetery and they'll come back, although they won't be the same.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be a bunch of cookie crumbs.
Huh.
So, what the hell's going on here?
Here's my question. What kind of cookie do you think it was?
Oatmeal raisin?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's not even a good
cookie.
Oh, it's
worse than I thought.
And I'll end my dance how I always do, by shooting a crueler out of my butthole.
Wow, boy. We're bouncers at the champagne room at Ye Old Gentleman's Club, and that's still the sexiest dance I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, that crueler landed right on your head. Big Cat, look out. Those geese.
Oh, no, the geese. Get them off me.
I'll do it. I'll get them off. Get off of it. No one's gonna kill my brother but me.
Arnie,
those geese swooped in out of nowhere.
We've got to get back over there, Arnie.
You're right.
The crawler.
Yeah, yeah. Usador, just bury those crumbs somewhere. I'm sorry I'm fighting here. I love you, buddy.
Love you.
Hey, love you, Mouge.
Wait, what? We're not there yet.
I love to hate you is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I love to hate you, too.
Oh, come here, geese. If you give a goose a crueler.
John, don't be weird.
John, your dance put feelings back in me, sensitives I haven't had in a long time, mate.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear. That wasn't the goal, but it certainly seemed to be a byproduct.
But the feeling all went away when a goose bit one of me sensitives right afterwards.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear. Well, at least it's better to have, how do I phrase this? It's better to have regained the sensitivity in your genitals and lost it than to have never had it at all.
Yep, that's one of the only things we ever heard our pa say.
Yeah, the one day.
Like, between you being born and you fighting him seconds later?
We were newborns, but we have a very clear memory of him saying exactly that before we teamed up and killed him.
I may have solved this mystery. Mound, Big Cat? Were you born when you woke up this morning?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, all right.
We're in the womb, in the big womb, covered with the big sheet.
Oh,
and the champagne womb.
And we were both covered in fluids, just completely sopping wet from the waist down.
Yeah. Right.
So you pissed yourselves.
Hey, it could have been anything, but yeah, I'm sure that's part of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Well,
after this... all these years, who would have known that we would have such a linguistic mystery?
Well, hold on. This solves quite a bit, but not everything. Who did you punch and kill, and who did you eat?
Biscuit.
Maybe that's breakfast? Did you have, what would he call breakfast? Did you have morning yums?
Yeah, morning yums.
Yeah, we had morning yums. We punched it, like usual, and then ate it.
Great. I think punched it means masturbate, and then eating the biscuit would be their morning yums is their breakfast. They had, okay, so they
masturbate. That's right. That's right. Ookie biscuit.
Okay, the plot
thickens. They're so excited. It feels like you're helping them say the things they wanted to say. Like, these things are on the tip of their liquor.
We woke up like we did every morning. We played a game of Ookie biscuit.
And I was the one who won. You should have had to eat the biscuit, not me.
You wanted to eat the biscuit.
I grew up with sisters. None of this makes any sense to me.
There's only one way to settle this.
Uh-oh.
Another game of Ookie biscuit.
Well, perhaps we should leave. Should we go?
Yeah, let's.
Maybe, should we just go?
Maybe let's interview these geese over here. Or, I don't know. Maybe we dig up a body and interview that.
Wait, I thought you could bring biscuit back.
Yeah, you're gonna bring biscuit back.
Oh well, I did bury biscuit in the pet cemetery here, and look, I have a new biscuit for you.
Wow,
oi, wow,
oi. Now, you did warn us that the biscuit would come back, but it wouldn't be quite the same, isn't that right?
That's right. This biscuit's burned.
It's burned?
It's burned.
And also not smothered in cum, so two differences.
Yeah, it's no use to us.
One of those things you can fix, though, on your own.
Yeah, you just scrape off the burnt parts.
Hey, Big Cat, what do you say we put this burned biscuit down and mash each other's sensitive bits until we shoot out a bunch of feathers?
Amen to that, brother. I could get behind that demand.
Oh, so when they were talking about a bag of feathers earlier to eat, they meant... Oh, no.
I think so, but also, honestly, they could be talking about anything.
And when they said they were sleeping on pillows stuffed with feathers, fuck me.
I mean, at this point, I'm not 100% confident they're brothers. Like, do they know what the word brothers is?
Wait, what are those geese made out of?
Those geese?
Yeah.
Feathers, of course.
Oh, no.
Big Cat, when you were tickling your brother earlier on the feet with a feather, that was just a feather?
I mean, yeah, it was just a feather, but in our speak, if you get what I mean.
You know.
I do. Oh, boy.
The kind of gooey feather you rub all over your palm, kind of dries into flakes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, there's no blood relation between us. We heard you wondering.
Yeah, we're not brothers in this, we're born... like have the same parent sense.
Yeah.
Oh, how are you brothers then? Why do you call each other brother?
Well, we had a ceremony where we got married.
Okay, now I
see the rings. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that seems.
Congratulations.
Married's not easy.
Yeah, congratulations.
So you're it's not easy.
So you're a married couple that speaks in a very confusing manner. So all of this is above board. We're good. We're all good here, right?
Yeah.
Except
yeah,
for those
so.
Geese are nasty.
Yeah,
flat out nasty.
We don't like the
in
geese.
In some ways, if you think about it, they were in the middle of their very personal foreplay, and we're the assholes who inserted ourselves
into
it.
We sort of stormed in on that. Now,
absolutely.
I see that now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we kind of just went along with it for a while, but you guys have been really intrusive.
Yeah, you know, when they spell it out that way, Big Cat, I'm pissed off.
Oh, yeah, me too.
In fact, I think it's time to put my armor back on, and maybe you put your sack on, and maybe we show these guys what happens when you mess with the big cat in the mound.
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is terrifying.
We're going to have to get out of here. They're about to put their armor back on and smash us all.
Oh, look at them putting on their armor. Guys, we have about 25 minutes max. We gotta get out of here.
Yeah, it's taking them a while.
Can you help me put this circlet on? My head is in a weird shape.
Can you help me put my sack on?
Yeah, hold on. Where's the? You know what? This needs at least one hole. I don't know how you get this thing on. It doesn't have a hole on it.
You know, I noticed that.
How is it that Big Cat is having more trouble getting the sack on?
These damn bracers. I can't get them fastened.
These damn holeless sacks. Who sells a holeless sack?
Here, let me cut a hole in it for you, big cat.
Aw.
Thank you, Bard.
There is something sort of sweet about it.
That's very sweet.
I got this +1 dagger that has enhanced sack-cutting capabilities.
Come on, Mount. Give it a rest. Sack-cutting properties. All right, Mount, should we kill these guys?
Yeah, let's kill them.
I find it highly unlikely that you would overcome the might and power of a great and undefeatable wizard such as I. Listen now to my terrible speech.
Sorry. Just go on.
I'm trying to use my dark and terrible power to defend them off so you don't get hurt.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you someday.
Beat the shit out of you.
Mount, see, when we fight with each other, we undercut each. This is what we look like. We need to be united as one, you know?
Yeah, with us together, who's more powerful? The two of us combined. You know what? I'm cutting another hole in that sack. And we'll be, from this point on, we'll be inseparable. We'll be together in a walking womb.
Wow.
I'm going to stick my head in it, too.
A one-man sack.
You see what you did, you dipshit? You ruined everything, Arnie.
Oh, fuck
you. Now these dipshits are working together, and now they're gonna try to kill us.
I know, and we're stuck in this castle with them for Lord knows how long.
The sack is wizard-proof. A wizard can't hurt the sack. Yeah. It's magic.
It's magic.
Damn, a wizard-proof sack! I should have known.
It's also Arnie-proof.
Most sacks are.
It has negative chunt properties, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna insult me? What the fuck? Did you hear what that sack just said to me? Can anyone else hear that? Am I crazy?
Know. Chunt, negative chunt properties, that's what you bring to the podcast. Someone is trying to horn in on your territory.
That sack just said that my fur doesn't go with my legs. What the fuck does that mean? Rude.
Chunt, you stink.
Oh, shit.
This sucks.
Chunt, you gotta fight that sack.
I'm not gonna beat that sack, okay?
Chunt, your tail is more like a fail.
Oh, come on. Is anyone else hearing this? This sack is rude as hell. Okay, well, fuck you, sack.
Hey.
What'd you do that for?
Damn it, now I hurt the sack's feelings. I'm sorry, buddy.
That's okay.
Sack, more like whack, was what I was going to say. Hold on, what I was going to say. But now that I see that you have empathy and your feelings can be hurt, I want to mend you, and I want us to broker a peace treaty.
Oh, wow. Guess you don't know how to stick up for yourself, you loser.
What the fuck?
Oh, you got sacked.
You folded like a sack.
Well, that's you. You're making fun of yourself. Fuck this. I'm going to feather and feather you.
Stop double masturbating.
This is terrible.
Wow, this is pretty easy for us up here.
Yeah.
I barely done nothing yet. The sack's doing all the work.
Yeah, sack's taking care of things. See, you see the value of enchanted armor, big cat?
It does make sense.
Now, what do you say?
Mm-hmm.
We find a new biscuit to join us in this room.
I love that, Bound.
Wow, look at them heading off into the sunset in the same sack. And we know that they're just going to fall asleep tonight, piss themselves, and wake up, and this whole story will start all over again. Sometimes life is pretty beautiful, yeah. Huh, Arnie?
Yeah, it's kind of like Memento, but worse.
And you said Mementos is what Earth people eat to pick up cars and move them?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, oh, Arnie, speaking of Earth stuff, when you told us 2 years ago that in the 80s, every woman had feathered hair, what did you mean by that?
I mean, I was just talking about, like, the sweetest hairstyle of all on Earth.
But you said feathered hair. Does that mean...
Cameron Diaz, there's something about Mary. Right?
You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern. Can we make something as innocent as a feather unpleasant to think about? Hold our beer. Sorry about that Forrest Gump marathon you've been planning for months. Use It or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Big Cat and the Mound were played by Mike Mitchell and Nick Weiger. Check out their hilarious chain restaurant review podcast, Doughboys. And for even more Doughboys, check out their Patreon, The Doughboys Double. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. For more Big Cat in the Mound, tune into ABC this fall for their television debut. 8 p.m. Central, 7:45 a.m. Eastern. They usually coordinate those better. Remember, the title, the hosts, and all listings may say Dancing with the Stars, Hunger Games edition. But trust me, that's a Trojan horse so we can sneak Big Cat in the Mound onto the airwaves for you, the viewing audience. While you're at it, keep an eye out for their noontime chat show spin-off, Sack Lunch, available exclusively on ABC. Almost brilliant comedy.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.